Hello and welcome to the IDEMS podcast. I'm Lily Clements, a data scientist, and I'm here with David Stern, a founding director of IDEMS. Hi, David.
Hi, Lily. We've just come back from ICOTS, the International Conference on Teaching Statistics. I guess that's what we're going to talk about.
Yes, yeah, and it's a rare one where we're actually face-to-face.
It's been nice. We had a week together in Brisbane, my first time to Australia, but you've been before. And it was a really interesting event.
Yeah, it was good fun. So firstly, maybe we should start with what is ICOTS? So it's the International Conference on Teaching Statistics.
It happens once every 4 years. It's kind of a big deal in the stats education community. It was my first big stats education conference back in 2010, I believe. That was in Ljubljana. It was my introduction to this community.
Nice. Excellent.
Well, what did you think about your experience here? This was not your first ICOTS?
No, this was my first ICOTS. There would have been one 4 years ago, as you say.
In Argentina?
Yes, in Argentina. But I would have just about missed that. I think that must have been as I was finishing my PhD. So I probably had other things to think about then. But no, it was my first ICOTS and I found it very good, really enjoyable, really interesting. There were a lot of talks on teaching statistics and every single talk I went to, I feel like I got something out of every talk.
Absolutely. It's one of those communities where there's a lot of interesting things happening. There's a lot of people trying different things out, learning about how to improve teaching. And there is a little bit of, well, why don't other people know what this community knows? Almost everybody in this community understands the importance of using real data, of actually not teaching to formulas, teaching to concepts. So within this community, you would think that statistics was well taught all over the world.
Well, and I guess this is what interests me. It's exactly that, because there's, well, we'll discuss the kind of main themes that were covered, particularly at this ICOTS, but I get the impression that in general ICOTS, those are things that are discussed quite a lot on, well, as we've done a podcast on, teaching statistics from the data up and such ideas. And I guess I find it very interesting being in this environment where a lot of people have these really fun, different, original ideas, and they're all presenting on it. And then you remember that this has actually been going on for a good few, well, this was the 12th ICOTS. And if they're every 4 years, this has been going on for at least 40 years. How come these ideas didn't make it into my education at university?
This conference started in the early 80s and it's been very influential. It's had real influence in a number of contexts. But as you say, it's surprising how little influence it seems to have had more globally. And this is one of my ongoing critiques of the community, that the community is still not taking on the scaling of research, you know, the research into the scaling of these ideas. A lot is known and a lot has been known for a long time by members of this community. And they have done work at scale. There's the work such as the Gaze Report in the US. And the US is really, I would argue, one of the places where, in terms of the stats education research, these ideas have penetrated a lot further than in other contexts. But in Australia and New Zealand, they've managed to get statistics into curriculums from a very young age, pre-primary or primary school. And these ideas of data are coming in those early years because of efforts of members of this community. And yet still, in other cases, we're hearing about society more broadly is not understanding and doesn't know and doesn't respect the learnings that are quite established within this community. We were hearing, for example, in California, how there were some really good initiatives that had taken root and that then there was, I think they called it the Maths Wars?
Oh, yeah, the Math Stats Wars.
And apparently it's been a good steps back now as the innovations that were taking root have now been sort of pulled back in certain ways.
And you could definitely see that tension. And you could see that kind of difficulty in them, or that frustration that they know the statisticians know what they want to do. They've got the research behind it, but there is a tension now with the mathematicians in these math stats wars.
And this isn't everywhere, but this is quite common. We hear this from colleagues in the US. We've heard this from colleagues in Australia. These tension between statistics educators in particular and colleagues in mathematics departments, or where the innovations, where there's good evidence in the stats education literature, are not actually playing out because of differences of opinion with more theoretical approaches to mathematics, is something where, as a pure mathematician in this community, that tension is one that I've been aware of since I first entered over 15 years ago now, and it hasn't gone away and it hasn't got better. These more recent issues, particularly in the US, have just heightened the tensions.
Well, and I remember this from in 2017, so between my bachelor's and master's, where we met a lot of the people from this community at the IASE conference in Morocco. And that was one of the first standout things to me, was actually just how much time is on discussing that tension and discussing these maths wars. I don't know if they use that term then.
They don't. That's very specific and very recent to the California, as I understand it anyway, the California education system and what's happened there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it does apply more generally in the US context, but I've not heard it termed that outside of that.
I see. Okay. It must be interesting being a mathematician in that room with that tension, like a spy.
Well, it is this fact that the tension is absolutely valid. And it goes back even further. When my father was very early in his career, they were one of the only statistics departments that separated from mathematics and was actually within agriculture at Reading University. The biometry department was separate. And this was needed to enable them to work on the more applied sides. So this sort of long-term tension about the theoretical nature or the applied nature of statistics and how mathematical it should be, this goes back over 50 years. And so these tensions are long-standing, long-running. The fact that in school curriculums, statistics is within mathematics in almost every case, that's problematic because it is genuinely different approaches, priorities, processes. In some ways, I guess the parallel would be like having history as part of English language. History is a different subject. And you wouldn't think of it. Now, of course, yes, it uses the English language. It has relationships. A lot of the English literature is historical texts. And so there are relationships between history and English language. But no one would think they are the same subject.
And I want to, I guess, appreciate that point a bit, because I think so often statistics feels like it belongs in mathematics because that's how you've grown up, or that's how I grew up, and that's where it was. And when I've spoken to people, well, since 2017 at that IASE satellite conference, I've kind of thought about it a bit more and spoken to people about it and realized I can't see why statistics is in mathematics. And a lot of statistics being in mathematics, and I suppose now we're going to accidentally touch on what you presented on, well, it means that statistics now is being taught from formulas and from the mathematical side, when actually it's not independent. How did we frame it? I can't remember.
The point is that these are interdependent. Statistics and mathematics are interdependent with one another, but they are trying to achieve different things. And so they're coming from different starting points. One can lead to the other in both directions. I like both of them. I value both. But they are very different. And by putting statistics as a subset of mathematics, we're doing it a disservice because we're therefore not elevating the data aspect, which is really the heart of what statistics is. Statistics is about using data to understand the world.
I suppose this is becoming even more increasingly relevant as well. I can understand, well, with the boom of big data, I know a couple of years ago there was a fact that the amount of data that there is doubles every year. I don't know if that's still the same case. That would have again been around 2017 that I heard that. If that is the case, then we've got exponentially more data now than we had when I first heard that, which is just mind-blowing. But the fact that there is this boom of data and now with AI and various things coming out there, I can increasingly see, well, of course I'm going to increasingly see this argument anyway because I work in data science and in statistics and I know that area well, but hopefully other people can increasingly see, outsiders can start to increasingly see the value of that separation.
We are getting sidetracked a bit from the event, but this is good. And I do think I want to come back to IASE, the International Association for Statistical Education. This is the organizing body of ICOTS, the International Conference on Teaching Statistics. And this is a community that really has, over the years, built an identity which can be influential and which could be influential in elevating the data literacy, statistical literacy, as an independent or interdependent subject. And this is something where there have been successes on this. I always point to New Zealand. I was told off by the Australians who are very proud of how they've integrated it as well. There's the GAES work, there's real efforts in the US and more broadly, and of course across Europe, there are real advances. And with the CBC curriculums which are happening across Africa and elsewhere, there are actually elements of this making their way into curriculums all over the world. But I don't think there's enough effort to try and really create this separation, which we tried to articulate as being useful and valuable. The fact that data, in whichever form, whether it's statistics, data science, but a data-focused subject, is trying to achieve something different from mathematics, which is really helping achieve abstraction and creating language to communicate precisely about abstract concepts. And computing or coding, which actually the coding is an implementation of things. And these are all really useful skills. But too often, the data piece is seen as secondary. And so even in data science courses, so much emphasis is put on the coding that actually some of the data concepts are not coming out strongly enough. And this has become a central piece of what I presented here, but also the discussions that we heard happening.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to pick up there on GAES, because it's something we've mentioned a few times. But yeah, these are guidelines on teaching statistics. Well, there's two sets, one for college and one for pre-kindergarten to 12.
K-12, yes.
But these are US guidelines, but they have been heavily kind of cited and recognized outside of the US, is my understanding.
Absolutely. And that is, if you want, part of the literature which is coming out of what is established and known by this community.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'd mentioned before about, I guess, they've not yet got this scaling there of these ideas. But that is one place where there is some scaling or where there's potential, or I'm not sure.
I need to correct myself. There are efforts at scaling, and GAES is a wonderful example. In New Zealand, the integration of this into curriculum is a wonderful example. What I tried to say, and maybe did not articulate well, is that the community does not prioritize research into the scaling. And so the research piece all seems to still remain small scale examples. as opposed to in some maths education communities now, where there is a big focus on, well, actually the research being about how initiatives or ideas are scaled across institutions and across contexts, across communities. And so that question of what is the focus of the research is what I was wanting to say. I would love to see that shift to the research itself being on, well, how do we scale some of these ideas?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I guess it wants to be done in a way that then can speak to the mathematicians, the enemies, the war. What word do I want? People you're fighting in a war. But you want to be able to speak to them and do the research in a way that speaks to them for them to see actually the power of what could happen if there was that separation.
Well, I think that this idea, it's very interesting that I think most mathematics educators would not see statistics educators as the enemy. They'd see them as their friends. Whereas many statistics educators see the mathematics educators and the mathematics communities as the enemy because they're the minority. This is very much part of a context where the statistics or the data science, the data educators are a minority in the mathematics education field. The mathematics educators feel they are welcome. They feel they are part of the community, just like other people in mathematics education might focus on calculus or algebra. So we have people who focus on statistics. That's wonderful. That's part of mathematics education. This is a perspective which is held, I would argue, in many maths education circles.
Yeah.
But that is exactly where it leaves the statistics educators feeling devalued, because actually educators in calculus or in algebra or in other fields of mathematics have more in common. There is this big differentiator they see between themselves and other mathematics educators. Now, I don't actually necessarily agree. If you think about good calculus education, actually it could be very applied. There are ways in which it could be much more data focused. So there are opportunities to build links here. What I do agree with is that the fundamental priority of data literacy is different from numeracy or mathematical literacy. It is trying to achieve something which is sufficiently distinct to warrant being elevated and not contained within a mathematics curriculum.
Yeah, that's very well framed. It's well framed because it's a lot to think about in terms of, okay, where does that distinction lie? And as you say, it's in that numeracy versus that data first. And then having statistics within the mathematics means that it's harder to be data first. And as you were speaking, I was thinking back just to my kind of primary school education and how statistics was ever introduced there. What I remember is kind of mean, median, mode, and that again being introduced very formulaically and not in that data first way. Although, was that before the big data boom? I don't know, because to me, there's always been lots of data in my life.
Yeah, but it was certainly before these things started getting integrated into education to the younger ages in the UK.
Okay, sure.
I'm afraid old enough now that that is.
Nope, I refuse to believe that.
Let's just come back, because we have gotten interestingly distracted from the event itself. And I think that's right. We'll now dig into the event maybe in a separate episode, because this episode we've really focused in on the identity around this community. And it's a really important thing to draw out. And I want to come back to the fact that for me, this is a really important community. I felt welcomed into it in 2010 when I first started engaging. I became a very active member. And I really feel it is an undervalued community more globally, that there is so much knowledge and, I guess I should be saying, common knowledge and coherence within the perspectives of this community that really that challenge of bringing this community out into other communities is one of the things that I believe needs to happen more and more. This community needs to be integrated into broader discussions where these common views, which are understood within this community, are being challenged against established views in other communities. Your early childhood education, the importance of actually data as an independent subject. There is no discussion about the importance of data. People doing curriculum reviews accept this all the time. But it's always as part of something else. People are talking about how it gets integrated into not only the math curriculum, but to geography, to history, to all these other things which need data and which use data. But it's not examined in them, and it's not the importance of the examination. And this is where coming back to recognizing that embedding statistical thinking into history or to geography is absolutely good and valid as activities. But if we really want people to come out with competencies, it needs to be its own thing where those competencies can be recognized and people are assessed against those competencies as the primary thing. You don't have specialist statistics teachers in school. You don't have statistics or data science as specializations of primary school teachers. And yet this is something where if we look at the importance within our societies now, there would be real value in that, of actually having specialists in school education. I understand why this doesn't happen. The actual human infrastructure you'd have to put in place to achieve this is unimaginable. But if we can't imagine it, then it'll never happen. And we're stuck with the structures we already have. Whereas if we could imagine it and have those discussions, then maybe over the next 10, 20 years, we could get to that unimaginable future at the moment of having education systems where data is a really important component of how we build this. And that, I would argue, this is the community to go to understand how to do that. There were talks from pre-primary all the way through to higher education. This is the community that could imagine how to create such curriculum of the future, how to implement it, and actually bring the existing knowledge to bear on this. So it's a really valuable community, which is currently, I believe, underrated.
Yeah, I'm finding them a very exciting community to get to start to be a part of and to watch and to sit in on their talks and to hear everything. I think it's all really exciting. I think what you said there is an excellent place for us to stop. And we will discuss what we were meant to discuss on the conference in another episode.
Sounds great. And of course, that means we'll be discussing AI, because that's what was talked about at the conference more than anything else. So I look forward to discussing that in our next episode.
Perfect. Thank you.